You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. We're wrapping up the show here. We have about 30 minutes left. This has been DJ Frog for If You Got Ears. I'm back here every last Wednesday of the month. Always a pleasure. A few quick shout-outs to everyone at the station. Moskus, Rian, Spence, Louise, Natasha, Madeline. Did I say Rian? Who am I forgetting? No one, I hope. And major shout-out to Mal, Seb, Celia, Jamie, Alex, Pat. Shout-out to you all for listening. I'll get out of here, but I hope you enjoy the last 30 minutes.
Thank you.
DJ Frog for If You Got Ears on CKUT 90.3 FM. Thanks for sticking with me for the last 2 hours. I'll be back in a month from now, but in the meantime, you can find me at the SAT this Saturday, October 29th, at Saint-Soleil, Thursday, November 10th, and a few other places in between. Reach out, email me, talk to djfrog@gmail.com. I always love getting mail. It's 1:56 here in Montreal, so I'm going to send you off with some warm wishes. Hope your day is blessed. And thanks again for being here with me. Thank you.
sound experience of a lifetime. Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.
Magandang hapon, nakikinig kayo sa Radyo Kapwa, CKUT 90.3 FM. Where all Filipinos are Filipino enough.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Radyo Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM. As usual, on the ones and twos, myself, Fran Stoner. We're also joined by Veronica Bertis and Desiree Ruiz. Laura Kaluya helping us sound really good and smooth. And we have a new addition to the team, Justin Mandar, also helping us sound really smooth. Yay!
Welcome, Justin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're so happy to have you. So today we are going to be interviewing Doctora Professora Brenda Alegre from the University of Hong Kong. She is a professor of women and gender studies. And just as a little icebreaker, I wanted to ask folks today, when was the first time? I know this is a funny question for the diaspora and talk about representation. Vic was already giggling. But when was the first time that you encountered a Filipino?